Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, so many questions, but such good news. I'm guessing that most people felt like the announcement from the CDC yesterday was, in fact, good news. But it still requires some unpacking. And who better to help us do this than Dr. Amish Adalja? He is an infectious disease specialist as well as a critical care specialist. He's also one of our go-to people when we need clarification. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So, was the CDC's announcement yesterday, was it anticipated yesterday?
It was teased. President Biden had said days prior that there was going to likely be some softening. Dr. Fauci had talked about that as well. So we knew that this was imminently going to come as the data had become much more apparent and as the CDC really took a lot of heat over their outdoor mask requirements for being very cautious and taking really very small baby steps when there was a lot more that they could have done to really underscore the power of these vaccines. So the, in the field, at least, we knew that this was coming.
And what is your reaction to the announcement about the masking or the unmasking? Maybe that's a better way to put it. What's your, you know, what was your reaction? Good news?
I think it is definitely good news. It really, as I said, shows that these vaccines are something that improve your life, that they are something you want to have because it allows you to reclaim some parts of your pre-pandemic life that have been on hold. And this is a very data-driven, scientific, biology-based decision made by the CDC, and hopefully you will see states around the country align with it, and you'll also see this push some of those individuals who are on the fence about getting vaccinated to get vaccinated and make the rest of the mask mandates be something of the past.
Now, what does this really mean for the unvaccinated? It means that technically they, based on an honor system, should still be masking all the time?
If you're an unvaccinated person, when you're indoors, when you're in high-risk situations, when you can't social distance, you still should be wearing a mask, and you should be trying to get yourself vaccinated as quickly and as fast as possible. And you shouldn't be someone who tries to take advantage of the fact that maybe some places are not going to check because there's so many vaccinated people around. You should still continue to wear your mask for now until transmission goes down lower or until you become fully vaccinated.
And one of the questions that I have, Dr. Adalja, is in terms of gatherings, whether it is in an office space, because people are going to be going back to work, people are going to be gathering much more both indoors and outdoors. Is the risk, if there is a risk, is it more for the unvaccinated versus the vaccinated? I mean, what is my risk as a vaccinated person being around unvaccinated people? Anything?
Close to zero. If you're a vaccinated person, I would not think anybody really poses a threat to you from a COVID-19 perspective. And if you're unvaccinated, being around vaccinated people are the people you want to be around because they're not going to pose a risk to you. It's clusters of unvaccinated people. That's where the risk is.
There was a time that when we talked about clusters of unvaccinated people, they were young people. They were in that 20 to 30 range. Has the age range shifted that you are aware of in terms of who is more or less likely to get the vaccine now?
No, it's still those younger populations, because the older people are, the more attuned they are to the risk that COVID-19 presents to them. So you do see a drop-off in vaccination as you get to younger ages. And obviously those under the age of 12 are not able to be vaccinated right now. So it is younger people who maybe are not eligible for the vaccine, but more importantly, people who think that this is not a vaccine for them, that COVID-19 doesn't pose a major risk to them, that the vaccine won't change their life, and that's where we want to really move the needle. We're at about 35% or so of the population fully vaccinated right now. I would like to see us clear 40% soon, because that's where Israel saw that kind of inflection point where cases really started to drop. We're seeing a drop in cases, mm-hmm. a drop in hospitalizations, drops in deaths, drops in percent positivity of tests. Everything is looking good, but the faster we get to higher numbers of vaccinated, the faster that will drop, and then the faster we won't even have to worry about who's vaccinated, who's not vaccinated in terms of masks, because the chance of running into COVID-19 will fall significantly.
I posted on my Facebook page today about the CDC changing guidelines, and I am surprised at the number of people who responded and said that they are going to wear a mask regardless. Does that surprise you, or do you think this is just now a habit that we've gotten into and it's going to take a while for people to have the confidence to put the mask in a pocket and only pull it out as needed?
I think that what we've seen throughout this pandemic is a lot of people kind of getting into this false alternative where everything has to change and people are kind of staying at home and people are super, super cautious. Or on the other hand, you've got a group of people who act as if there's not a pandemic going on. And I think it's going to take some time for those individuals who are very, very cautious to feel comfortable taking their mask off. But remember, those are the same people that have been saying from the beginning, follow the science. This is actually what the science is telling us, that these vaccines are extremely effective, amongst the best vaccines ever created by humans. So you can safely take your mask off and realize that you're not a threat to other people and other people are not a threat to you from a COVID-19 perspective. And we want people to embrace these vaccines and we want people to use the vaccines. Why did you, if nothing changes for you, why did you get a vaccine? What was the purpose of the vaccine? The vaccine is meant to improve your life, to be a value to your life, to allow you to improve your well-being. And if you're not changing your behaviors because of the vaccine, that vaccine might have been better used in another country where people are dying.
Okay. And last question, we've now seen the okay for our 12 to 15-year-olds to, in fact, get vaccinated. That takes us one step closer to herd immunity, though, correct? Because that's a big chunk of people, kids.
Yeah, the 12 to 15-year-olds represent about 17% of the U.S. population, so obviously not all of them are going to get vaccinated, but even any significant proportion of them that gets vaccinated gets us to a higher level of population immunity, which makes the virus's job a lot harder in the United States because there's more people that it cannot infect.
Dr. Adalja, we always appreciate you. You're spot on. You get right to the point, and you make it real simple. We appreciate you today, sir. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.